This is the latest in an occasional series that I like to call Local Government Capers. And it comes to us, came to my attention because of a story in Perth now by Jake Deitch. Now, this is the city of Belmont. And I think all credit here to a city of Belmont councillor who thinks that it is about time that council meetings be live streamed in the city of Belmont. She is Councillor Deborah Sessions. She says that the public expect, especially a tier one council, a large council like Belmont, that the council meetings be live streamed to allow ratepayers better access to meetings and see what their council are up to. It makes totally perfect, common, simple sense to me. Many, many councils already do this. The City of Belmont is a large tier one local council. So she's put the motion up at the next council meeting, which will be on the 14th of December. As always, when a council motion is put up, there's a report written by City of Belmont staff that informs the councillors when they seek to take their vote. Now, twice in the past, once in November 2018 and once in October 2019, similar motions have been put up to live stream the council meetings, and they were lost at the time. But I'm just absolutely amazed and intrigued by this assertion from the City of Belmont report that is attached to this motion. I should, by the way, also say that it's one of the things that the local government minister, John Carey, wants to do in his package of local government reforms that you might have heard about, is make this a requirement of band one and band two councils to live stream meetings and make the video recordings available afterwards on their websites so that you can actually see what's going on at council. Again, I don't think this is very controversial stuff in 2021. Here is what the City of Belmont staff report says about this motion from Councillor Sessions. The city does not support live streaming of all council meetings due to concerns of personal safety and safety for councillors and officers at meetings. It is the Chief Executive Officer's responsibility to ensure the safety of all officers at the city. It is considered that all officers, councillors, other members of the public, and the families of those in attendance at the meetings are at risk of increased violence, and it poses personal safety concerns with regard to recent incidents involving public officers, including those towards the Premier of WA and the murder of a Member of Parliament in the United Kingdom. Live streaming meetings poses a direct risk to the safety of all attendees at the meetings. Now, we know that there have been unconscionable threats against the Premier, Mark McGowan. We know that a UK MP was recently attacked and killed in the street. Those are horrific incidents. Linking them to the live streaming of the proceedings of a Parliament or a council just makes absolutely no sense, and no such link is established in this council report. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out what the CEO of the City of Belmont is on about. How can live streaming the public proceedings of council result in people, even if you're sitting in the public gallery, according to the Chief Executive Officer of the City of Belmont, you're at risk of being attacked? Now, we reached out to the Mayor of the City of Belmont, Phil Marks, to comment this morning. He says that he can't do so, that if he expresses a view either way on this before the council considers it at their meeting next week, then he'll have to remove himself from the vote. We also approached the CEO's office, but we haven't had a response. The Minister for Local Government's John Carey. John, good morning.
G'day.
Have you ever heard such nonsense in your life?
I have to admit, it took me by surprise, and I'm saddened by it and disappointed because, as you know, and as you've said, we've announced the biggest package of reforms to local government, and one component is just basic transparency. And in the 21st century, it's my view that live streaming for tiers one and two, and then for tiers three and four, we're requiring audio recordings, is actually critical because the world's getting faster, things are changing. But I think ratepayers, if they want to from home, look at council proceedings, seeing what's being debated. This is about trying to better engage your community, better inform them if they choose to, and enhance transparency. So I have to admit, I don't get it.
Can you explain to me, John Carey, just as a sheer matter of logic, If you're sitting at home watching a live stream of a council proceedings, aren't you less likely to be able to reach over the, you know, little rope barrier and, you know, thrust a knife into the chest of a councillor who's, you know, cut down a tree that you don't want cut down? I mean, this is just garbage.
Yeah, look, live streaming is done by a number of councils, including the City of Perth and City of Vincent and so many others. And, of course, live streaming is done in Parliament. Now, there is no suggestion or connection that you live stream incites violence or provides greater security risk. Now, if there are concerns about the privacy of individual residents, for example, some councils do not show residents speaking to the chamber. So that gives some privacy. But this ultimately, unfortunately, reconfirms fears of some local governments. That is, in attempting to try to knock down transparency measures, it looks like you've got something to hide. It actually confirms the worst of perception of local government, and it's a bit like confidential meetings. I just want to flag, we're bringing in standard rules about what can be behind doors, because I think there's been too much happening there. But this confirms the worst perception. You know, there are great local governments doing great things, putting information out there as easily as accessible, and this flies in the face of it.
Okay. Do you think that the City of Belmont are going to have to be dragged kicking and screaming to this by your reforms?
Well, look, these reforms are out for a public consultation right now. I'm, you know, interested in the sector's views, but I have to say on this one, on proposing mandating live streaming, it's been overwhelmingly positive. Ratepayers want it. And, you know, look, not all council meetings are particularly exciting. You know, some people might tune on and tune off because, you know, that might put them to sleep. But the point is, it's about choice for ratepayers. It's about transparency. It's about greater engagement. And in fact, we also currently have councillors under COVID streaming in so they can attend meetings.
Yes.
So if you can do that, why can't you live stream? So my view is, this is all about a package of reforms to better inform ratepayers. And I think you've got to, you know, anywhere where we can increase that transparency and accountability, I think it's a winner for the community.
Okay. John, I appreciate that what I'm about to ask you is not in your portfolio area, but you are a member of this government, and I think it's important that we take the opportunity to raise it. We spoke with Kathy earlier on the program. She's a 69-year-old pensioner who'd been in the Northern Territory.